One environmental crime spree not on the EPA's radar has residents in a part of Seattle fearing for their ferns and hiding their rhododendrons. A plant thief is on the loose. This week, the headline in the Seattle Times blared,
"Around Seattle, thieves have plundered pea patches and pilfered public parks."
Mark Ramirez is covering the story for the paper.
There was one park in particular where $2,000 worth of plants had been swiped in the last year and a half.
But why would someone steal plants?
The thought is that if this is happening repeatedly over some time, that it's likely a landscaper who is then reselling them or using them with their clients.
And the good people of Seattle have had just about enough.
They haven't quite taken to the pitchforks and torches, but they're angry.
Take the case of super sleuth and theft victim April Johns.
Last year we had a tree stolen.
Johns and her family live in the Beacon Hill neighborhood of Seattle.
We thought it was kind of bizarre, but chalked up to, you know, it being a one-time event. And then this summer we planted some Daphne shrub, just two on the side of the yard.
Those Daphne shrubs didn't last a week.
We were working in the yard, and my husband told me to be quiet because I was by the baby's room who was sleeping inside. And then he said, "Someone stole the plants." It took everything to not just yell at that point. So I went to the other side of the yard and I yelled.
The thief escaped, but what he didn't count on was that April Johns had decided to take matters into her own hands. And a few weeks earlier, Costco was having a sale on security cameras. A few days before the robber appeared, April Johns trained her camera on the garden. On a grainy video, she captured footage of the thief skulking around her side yard, pulling up two Daphne shrubs.
We would watch the little surveillance in reverse and watch the guy put them back. Wishful thinking.
April Johns contacted the Seattle police, who came over to review the video. She says the footage is now on its way to the prosecutor's office for review. Again, here's Mark Ramirez of the Seattle Times.
It's doubtful so far that they can actually prosecute on the basis of the video. And how much effort they may actually put into it is in question. But the video has been posted on YouTube, and so hopefully that alone will be a deterrent.
The Johns family hasn't stopped there. They've replanted their garden with a few security enhancements. They've chained their magnolia tree to the fence.
And then I put in the replacement Daphne. I chained the Daphne at the base, put the chain through some heavy pottery, and then I put some barbed wire around the base of both shrubs.
But April Johns concedes those defensive maneuvers might not stop another theft.
But if he sticks his hand in there to grab the shrubs, he's going to get poked. So, little bonus for me.
That's April Johns, victim-turned-vigilante, fighting to protect innocent plants in Seattle. And you can find a link to her footage of the crime at npr.org.